What's Cooking with Fantasy Football is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. Ladies and gentlemen, fantasy expert for Yahoo Fantasy Sports, the absolute best in the business, Brad Evans, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. GOAT, Tennessee and Jacksonville, give me the tequila meter for this one.
Oh, God, it's off the charts. If it's a 1 to 10 scale, it's like 100. I mean, you're going to just go to the Costco and buy multiple bottles of your favorite adult beverage and just chug it, because that's the only way you're going to survive this game. And if you black out, you're not going to miss anything important.
That was incredible. And the translation for you Californians was Costco. When he says Casco, that was just good old-fashioned Midwestern goodness.
That's right.
Dan Dibley here, Nostra Diblis. I've got a choice between Spencer Ware and Jalen Richard at running back. Which direction do I go?
Well, look, I'm not really particularly high on Spencer Ware this week. He had a very tepid performance last week against those rancid Raiders. 15 combined touches, 52 total yards. Did find the end zone, though. It was a struggle for him to cross the chalk in that one. Intimidating matchup on paper going against the Baltimore Ravens. Allowed the fewest fantasy points, 90.3 total yards per game, 3.44 yards per carry to the RB position. But are you really going to trust a Raider? Really? I understand it's Kansas City, and Richard maybe get you 5-6 catches, but a lot of those receptions are going to be for empty yardage. So I would stick with Ware, unless you can, you know, comb the waiver wire and find that hidden gem.
All right, Goat's got your back. Light him up. 888-957-9570. Our one request, keep it relatively tight. We want to go rapid fire and get as many of you in here as we can. We begin with Alex in San Francisco. Alex in San Francisco, welcome to the show. You're on with the Goat. Fire away.
Hey, what's up? Andrew Luck or Lamar Jackson?
Well, you know, Lamar Jackson has delivered at all fronts fantasy-wise. You know, it's a case of ugly is beautiful, statistically speaking. He's been missing wide-open throws down the field. But because of that scoring duality, he's been able to raise the floor. However, to go back to Andrew Luck. Look, I understand he opened up an Einstein Bagels shop, Brothers Bagel Shop last week. But up to that point, he had 8 consecutive games of 3 touchdowns or more. And I think he's got to get back to that delivery. You know, the last time he faced the Houston Texans was over 400 yards, 4 passing touchdowns. It was eons ago back in week 4. I don't expect that spectacular of a performance, but could it be like 250 and 3 scores? Absolutely. So give me Andrew Luck in the rematch against the Texans over Lamar Jackson in a game in which he's probably going to be playing from behind it.
The end zone in Oakland. The end zone, you're on with the GOAT. Fire away.
I got Josh Gordon in my wide receiver 2 spot. I got DJ Moore in my flex spot. Should I go with Tevin Coleman or Marlon Mack in the flex spot, or just leave it as is? Thanks, John.
Stick with whatever you got there, brother, and Josh Gordon and DJ Moore. I mean, and Tevin Coleman is, he's just been a yawn, a snore fest. He hasn't really delivered on the fantasy front. And I'm going to tell you right now, guys, I think Aaron Rodgers, now that Mike McCarthy met the cheese grater up there in northern Wisconsin, I think he is going to unleash hell this week on the Atlanta Falcons. I know Joe Philbin admitted that he hasn't called a play since his days at Northeastern. That was 2 decades ago. But really, the offensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers is Aaron Rodgers. So I don't want Coleman. I don't want the other option he got there. I think your 2 best plays are Josh Gordon and DJ Moore.
Go, would you lay the 5 with Green Bay?
Hells to the yes.
Yeah, I like him at 6-point teasers, too.
I think it's going to be probably a 10-plus point victory, because they're actually going to utilize Aaron Jones properly. You realize that Aaron Jones last week played 1 more snap than Jamal Williams? Insanity! That's why, Mike McCarthy, you're unemployed, you boob.
Brad Evans, Yahoo Fantasy Sports, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Back to the phones we go. Tyler in Patterson. Tyler, welcome to the show. Fire away.
Hey, Goat. So, flex option, who should I start? Adrian Peterson or Julian Edelman?
Adrian Peterson or Julian Edelman? Well, here's my concern with Adrian Peterson. A dude named Mark Sanchez. So Peterson's probably going to see nothing but stack fronts, 8 or more men in the box this week. Now, granted, the Giants couldn't tackle a toddler right now. Since they traded away Snacks Harrison, given up close to 5 yards per carry, the running back position. But you got to bank on Peterson lumbering, for another long touchdown like he did last week. I don't know if that's necessarily going to be in the cards, but I do prefer him over your second option there. So I think you got to run with the elder statesman at the running back position and hope for the best.
Philip in San Jose. Philip, welcome to the show. You're on with the GOAT. Fire away.
Go. Two-part question. I've got Deshaun Watson or Mitchell Trubisky for quarterback. Mm. Or for my flex spot, should I do J. Reynolds from L.A. Rams or T. Yeldon from Jacksonville? Thank you.
Total junk. Yeldon is never the answer, even in a premium matchup against the Tennessee Titans. So no, I go with Josh Reynolds on Monday night, and I'm going to go with Mitchell Trubisky. Slight advantage over Deshaun Watson. Trubisky practicing this week. He is on track to return to action. QB7 on the season in terms of fantasy points per game. I know with Aqib Talib on the field, the Rams have given up just 6.6 pass yards per attempt to the position, but Trubisky is just getting it done, and I think the Bears are going to spring the upset. I got it for like 300 yards, 2 to 4 touchdowns, and he always raises the floor with 30 to 50 rushing yards.
I like that. I was just going to follow up there. It's Sunday Night Football at Soldier. The Bears catching 3 at home. You like him to win that game?
Yeah, and look, this is not me viewing the game through orange or navy blue colored glasses. I think this game has got trap written all over it for the LA Rams. It's supposed to be in the upper 20s. There should be a significant breeze blowing off the lake on Monday night. That is a SoCal warm weather team. Jared Goff gets swarmed under by Khalil Mack and company. The Bears secondary has played really good football here of late.
Steve, Union City. Steve, thank you for the phone call. You're on with the GOAT. Fire away.
The GOAT, what's happening?
What up?
It's not a conversation. Fire away.
Hey, Ben in Oakland or Mahomes at home against Kansas City?
Obviously the matchup sides with Roethlisberger against the Raiders, but it is road Big Ben. You never know what version's going to show up. I'm going to chase the higher ceiling here, and I think the higher ceiling belongs to Patrick Mahomes. I know it's a difficult matchup on paper as the Ravens rank inside the top three and fewest fantasy points allotted to the quarterback position. They've given up right around 6.5 pass yards per attempt to opposing signal callers, but Mahomes is matchup proof, man. He is money in the bank. Forget Showtime, what ESPN forces down your throat with nicknames. It should be Money Mahomes. That is the appropriate nickname because he's going to make you those $100 bills and advance you on a round two in your fantasy playoffs. 300-plus, multiple touchdowns. Bank on it. Play him.
Zachary, San Jose. Zachary, thanks for the phone call. You're on with the GOAT. Fire away.
You already answered my question with Deshaun Watson or Andrew Luck, but I guess you can go with the flex. I have Spencer Ware or Deion Lewis.
Oh, God. Drink. Man, if it's a PPR or half-point PPR, I go with Deion Lewis. I've got him projected for just 59 total yards tonight. You want anybody in this game unless you have Leonard Fournette. He's the only player that is trustworthy. Nobody else is. If it's a standard league, hope and pray that Spencer Ware trips and falls in the end zone.
Anthony in San Francisco, you're on with Brad Evans from Yahoo Fantasy Sports. Anthony, fire away.
Yeah, I had Emmanuel Sanders, man. Should I replace him with Mike Williams, Dante Pettis, or Zay Jones?
All excellent alternatives for you. I actually go with the hottest hand there, and that is Dante Pettis. Again, going against those Denver Broncos. I like the matchup. No Chris Harris Jr. I think you're going to see Pettis really take advantage, working primarily out of the slot in this game. A guy that is scorching right now with the 9 receptions, 203 yards, 3 touchdowns the last couple of weeks on 14 targets. Seeing a lot of premium coverages with defenses keying on George Kittle. And again, with that banged up secondary at Denver, it's an advantageous position for the rookie who is a savvy route runner, really finding those soft spots in coverage.
Last one, Ferris in San Francisco. Ferris, you're on with Brad Evans from Yahoo Fantasy Sports. Fire away.
Hey, guys. I have a 10-team standard flex spot open. Isaiah Crowell or Justin Jackson? Thank you.
Oh, Justin Jackson, all diggity day long. Look, Melvin Gordon says he is feeling a lot better. His words, not mine, but he has yet to practice. I think it's probably a 20 to 25% chance that he returns, and that's at best. Justin Jackson looked like the all-time leading rusher at Northwestern that I saw last week in that fourth quarter drive, slithering through holes, driving through initial contact, showing off the hands as well in the pass game. You're going to see him outplay Austin Ekeler again this week, and it's Cincinnati, the worst defense in the NFL. They've got the most fantasy points, the running back position. I think Jackson goes hog wild in this one, at least 90 yards and a touchdown, starting with the utmost confidence.
Fantasy expert for Yahoo Fantasy Sports, he is the best in the business. You can follow him on Twitter at Yahoo Noise. Brad Evans with us here on 95.7 The Game. Always a pleasure, GOAT. Enjoy your Tequila Thursday.
Give Aaron Jones carries, you dumb Packers. I'm out.